Hi, and welcome to the Blackbird Review podcast, an audio showcase for the literary talents for the students at Clayton A. Boughton High School. This is episode 7. I'm Sophia.
And I'm Ivy, and we're coming to you from blackbirdreview.org. In this episode, we will be talking about the school play, Chicago, and a book review on The Five People You Meet in Heaven by Mitch Albom.
So, what is Chicago about?
Chicago is a musical play set in the 1920s that revolves around two murderers, Thelma Kelly and Roxy Hart, who are both imprisoned for killing their lovers. The story follows their attempts to gain fame and fortune by manipulating the media and the legal system with the help of their slick lawyer, Billy Flynn. As they aim for the spotlight and try to secure their freedom, the play explores themes of celebrity, corruption, and the pursuit of the American dream.
That all sounds very interesting. Who's starring in the play?
We have many talented people performing in this play, like Leah Kaninsky and Gabby Sloan, starring as Velma and Roxy.
Wow, I bet they're going to be amazing. When is the play going to happen?
This magnificent play will take place at the Performing Arts Center at Forestville High School on March 22nd to the 24th.
On to the book review. The book, The Five People You Meet in Heaven, is a philosophical and inspirational novel written by Mitch Albom.
What is this book about?
The Five People You Meet in Heaven is a 2003 novel written by Mitch Albom. It follows the life and death of a mechanic named Eddie, who was killed in an accident and sent to heaven, where he encounters five people who had a significant impact on him while he was still alive. The novel delves deep into the concept of the afterlife and explores the idea that every person's life has significance, even if they may not realize it. It encourages readers to reflect on their own lives and the impact that they have on others.
Wow, that sounds like a really good book. Who would you recommend this book to?
Honestly, I would recommend this book to anyone looking for a quick but good read. Although it's short, this book is truly moving and makes you reflect on and appreciate all the people in your life.
That sounds like an amazing book.
Thank you, everyone, for listening, and keep an eye out for updates on the Blackbird Review website.